think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Brewski, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
In the days after Anna Walsh vanished, her husband sat down with investigators multiple times. He told them the marriage was happy. He said he had no idea she was having an affair. He looked detectives in the eye and said he would never do anything to hurt his wife. What police didn't tell him, at least not at first, was that they'd already found his laptop. The search history, queries like how long before a body starts to smell, hacksaw, best tool to dismember, and can you be charged with murder without a body? The recordings of those interviews are now evidence, and the jury is hearing a man calmly deny any wrongdoing, while the digital breadcrumbs tell a very different story. I want to break down those interviews with you today, what the words reveal, what the delivery reveals, and what you'll be listening for if you were the one sitting across from Brian Walsh. To help us do that, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, former chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, author of many books, his latest one, Unbreakable Alliances, available wherever books are sold. And you should put that in every stocking of every person in your house, including your pets.
And a new book, right? Can we talk about the new book?
Yeah,
love it.
The refreshed one, yeah. So I got the refreshed one coming out, which is It's not all about me. It's being re-released, updated and everything in March. But then we're working on the shorter true crime one, which will help everyone. That'll hopefully get announced at the beginning of the year as we're working on that.
Yeah.
Just providing tools and everything for everyone to avoid nutters like this, because this is what it really comes down to is this guy is doubling down on nutter.
Yeah. When investigators asked Walsh directly, did you do anything to hurt your wife? He responded, no, without hesitation, and added, I would never do that. Robin, in your experience, detecting deception in high stakes interviews, what separates a genuine denial from a performed one? And what specifically are you listening for in the delivery of someone answering these questions? It goes just beyond what's on the page. It's a lot to do with what one is verbally giving you.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things when you're looking at interviewing and interacting in general with other human beings that you want to take into account. And, you know, Brian Walsh is one of these ones that if you're looking for deception indicators, you know, like you're looking at nonverbal language, you might see some things or you won't see other things. And so I really want to emphasize on this one in particular that work with what you're presented, because he's presenting something a little more extreme than we've typically seen in other cases. And that is a lot of incongruence. I mean, he is nothing but incongruence of words, actions, and deeds. And incongruence like that typically strikes very high on very low emotional intelligence. I did even more research on this, and it's they've actually done the studies on this with every murderer out there. Every murderer is so low on emotional intelligence, and I've said this before on the show, but the science does back it. And part of those red flags of low emotional intelligence is massive incongruence, the objectification of other human beings. And what we're seeing in Brian Walsh is this arc of, and I heard you talking earlier this week on the same case, he is showing a complete arc of zero guardrails from being an entitled, spoiled brat. And never, see, and think about this. Think about the interviews and what we're hearing and seeing in every single aspect of his life. He has never been once challenged on any of the shit coming out of his mouth. And so he thinks as he say it, it is believe it. I mean, so you can imagine inside that privileged home of his, again, we put on our thought hats, and we think it to ourselves, so here's an only privileged child. What would make someone like this? Someone like this is used to scheming to get attention, used to trying to be a con artist to get attention, to take the easy road. And part of that arc of his life is so congruent. Easy road, and if it gets hard, I quit. If I start to fail, I just quit. If things get difficult in a relationship, I just kill it. I mean, it's just exactly what's happened in his life. And so if you come up in a house with nothing but behaviors where you can say anything, people either dismiss you, don't care about you, or believe it, you're never challenged. And so you think the rest of the world is going to believe the shit you make up because he's got nothing but reps of that in life. And so this interview, kind of coming back to that, is nothing but him scripting out what he thinks everyone will believe because he is so used to, I say it and people believe it. And we're seeing it play out.
Do you think that maybe, and we don't know what happened before she was killed, allegedly, but do you think maybe she confronted him, that she finally got into his face about everything he had done? Maybe they had too much to drink New Year's Eve and things just got tense and he went, I'm done. That's it. You're out.
Maybe. I think there's never, I don't think this is a one instance where he all of a sudden snapped. He doesn't quite strike me as a snapping guy because, I mean, he schemes and schemers take time to plan and think things out in a very distorted way because he's got reps of thinking distortedly over his lifetime. I mean, the fraud scheme, you know, the art fraud, all this stuff is not just, it's elements of impulsivity, but impulsivity was some sort of a plan that he didn't think would be challenged. And so I think this is probably much the same thing. I really think if you look at the arc of what he does is he's a schemer to make cheap money and easy money. And he objectifies everyone and everything without any kind of emotional attachment. She's got a big life insurance policy. He needs money. He doesn't view her as a human being. When I was listening the other day to your show, Tony, I was thinking about he's really regarding her like a candlestick. It's a nice candlestick that I just want on my table and I'm going to keep it lit. But all of a sudden, if the candle goes out, if I have to take the energy to change the candle to candlestick, I'll just get a new candlestick.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because when you think about, is I heard you talking about, Siobhan, with this, about what it takes for the type of human being to cut up a body. it's he didn't think of her as a body.
It was a candlestick. It was a thing. It was an object that was in the way of him getting the money. I mean, how many times have we seen that play out? It's one of the greatest motivators of this type of low, bottomed out emotional intelligence. And thankfully, most of these really heinous nutters don't watch true crime because they do everything completely back-ass or wrong if you don't want to be caught.
Yeah, everything's an obstacle in things like this.
Yeah.
One of the things that really struck me prior to us doing the show today, I was doing a piece on this, of some of the testimony from her ex.
Mm-hmm.
And also from some of the people who went back and were able to look at the search history, because if there's anything, this is a case where it's like, this is the encyclopedic example of how Google will destroy you after your crimes and before your crimes and mm-hmm. before the crime.
Yeah.
What do you make of this? Because I had just read this morning. I don't know if anybody else is aware of this part yet. He searched on Christmas. Now, keep in mind, Anna dies New Year's Day.
Yeah.
So a week before Christmas, he's searching for Anna Walsh body founder. Dead. Is it Anna Walsh dead?
It's something. Think it was dead.
Yeah, I got to look back for the exact, but it's Anna Walsh dead, I believe. And who the fuck is searching? She's alive. He knows she's alive. Why would you be searching for this term?
That's his wife.
Of his wife. It's just like, well, you like see there's other Anna Walshes out there that are dead. So you know what your competition is on Google once this story starts tracking. I mean, there's still a week before she's actually dead. That was just bizarre to me to be searching for the very thing that's about to happen a week later.
Every time you think of it being bizarre, just substitute that word for complete moron.
Yeah.
This guy is, again, all these people are complete illiterate morons. And I say illiterate here too, because this shows such a lack of curiosity about anything in life whatsoever. So because of all his behaviors indicate not just what his intentions were, but also what his thought process is and isn't. He is not a curious person. Curious people, if you actually wanted to achieve something, anything in life, it takes some research, it takes some time, it takes some effort, it takes a little bit of a grind. But his life has been reward with no grind, without effort. And so he thinks he can operate at a very – see, he's not thinking this. He is just operating at a very, very surface level, a centimeter deep without going an inch deep to actually figure out exactly what he should and shouldn't do to do these types of things. Because literally, in his little bubble, because he's not curious, he doesn't really see outside this bubble. Inside this bubble, he's got it all figured out. His mother tells him he's got it all figured out. His world tells him he's got it all figured out. And he's got it so figured out that he can win over and woo women that'll, you know, live with him and give him children. So in his own little distorted world, if I think it must be true. Yeah. So that's exactly what we're seeing manifest. It's his life reps.
He was getting the, I mean, this is in no way like victim blaming here, but the fact that Anna Walsh was with him still after three children, after all these years of marriage, it just continued to validate his madness, it seems. You know, because you have this competent woman, this successful woman who has her shit together, who's doing her own thing in life, and clearly pretty much fed up with what he is. But for all those years, she stayed with him. You know, for whatever reason that may be, for the kids, who the hell knows? But, you know, people will have their certain reasons. But the fact that she was there and she was a competent, smart, successful, attractive woman, that I'm sure just validated to him that what he's on the right track in his mind, because he's got her. I mean, if she wasn't there, well, then, you know, she's a marker that things are on the right path for him.
Yeah, well, she's a shiny object in his life that validates, you know, his sense of self, because that's all it is. And when it comes to her, I did a little bit more research on her too, because you know, to understand her behavior, you have to understand her life, her background as an immigrant coming from an immigrant family, you know, because this gives a whole different context. As a lot of people are asking, what would cause her or inspire her to stay with him? you know, there's a good potential for cultural norms in here as well. Conservative family, conservative background. This is typically what a strong female does. Then you throw immigrant on top of there, which is generally extremely hardworking, diligent, you know, just really focused on family and tradition. And so when you kind of take that optic, you can kind of understand the behaviors, because that is the optic and behavior from what that family expects her to do. And so she's fulfilling the expectation of family, if that's an influence in her life. Again, pure conjecture, but I've seen it before with other families. You know, when you work counterintelligence, you work all over the world. And so you see this kind of thing play out, where it makes sense if you understand her cultural and familial background about what action she would take and why she would stay with such a lunatic. Because in her mind, you know, what she's searching for early on, most likely don't know because we don't know, is that she's looking for a stable provider with some fame and notoriety or something, you know, and he comes from, you know, a family that has this outward appearance, because remember, everything's always about appearances with these people. That gives us an appearance of being able to be that stable provider. And, you know, when you're new to a country, poof, it overwhelms you and you think it's all good.
And then surprise, you get Brian Wall. I mean, there's just, I mean, is it just me or do other people have a visceral reaction when you see Brian Walsh? I mean, he just, I mean, not to profile somebody, but he just looks like a con artist. You see this guy, he looks slimy. He looks like someone who's, I mean, when you see him on video, his eyes are always moving around. He's always watching the room. It's like a nervous animal.
It's like he's looking for the next most important person in the room to deal with.
It's a weird vibe that I get off of this guy.
I don't really think he's had a lot of really good, healthy relationships. And so he's trying to understand what, so people like him are trying to understand what the world wants him to be.
Yeah.
So he can try to be that thing to get over what he needs to get over on. I mean, that's exactly it. He doesn't know what to be as a human being. He's devoid of really healthy social interactions and a sense of self, because no one, I mean, until the art fraud thing, and who knows how much that actually humbled him, he's really never been humbled in his entire life. Mm-hmm. And humility and humbling moments allow us to grow, because they give us a great rep. It gives us some experience. And because when people have become so sheltered and so coddled at such an early age for so many years, and never challenged on their thoughts, beliefs, or behaviors, you just fall into the cycle of self. This is how narcissism is created, because you get this overinflated sense of self, not necessarily because of genetics or biology, just because it becomes this learned behavior because of what you grew up in. And I really think that's what played out here. So when we go back to the interview stuff, we're seeing exactly that. He scripted out at a very, very surface level from watching Starsky and Hutch or something about what he thinks he should say.
Yeah.
Or I know we're doing all our nostalgic stuff, or what Adam 12.
There's a flashback.
Or Golden Palace, the one season.
T.J. Hooker, there's another one.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Walsh, Jake, and the Fat Man. Walsh told, I was actually in an elevator with the Fat Man once in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yes, I didn't even know. I was a child. My dad's like, you know who that was? Like, no, I don't. That was the Fat Man, Jake and the Fat Man.
Great. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Dad. Then I had Chicago-style pizza for the first time, and it was an amazing day. Anyway, Walsh told police his marriage was happy. He had no knowledge of any affair. We know that Anna had been in a months-long relationship with another man, traveling internationally with him, attending events together. Is it plausible that a husband wouldn't notice any of this, that he didn't notice any of this? Or does that claim itself kind of become more of a data point in assessing his credibility in all this?
You know, Stacey, I hear you, and I agree that typically I would agree that it's no way he wouldn't know, but I think he's an idiot. I think
that's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
I think it's completely plausible. He's got no idea. He is incompetent at life. Mm-hmm. And so when you become incompetent at being a human being, the most obvious things slide by you. And also, so part of this image that he's trying to, he's got a life arc and reps of pretend. He lives in pretend world. Mm-hmm. And in his pretend world, the marriage is good. Even if, I mean, you could, I guarantee this, you can imagine him there hacking up his wife as an interviewer saying, as he's doing, as literally, I mean, just, it's, I know it's a gruesome thing, but think about it. He'd be doing this and an interviewer could be standing there, a cop saying, do you have a good marriage? Oh yeah, my marriage is fantastic. You can see it because that's the distorted world he lives in. Because remember, he's just taking care of a bad candlestick.
Yeah. Yeah.
The marriage is a whole different thing in his mind because the marriage is the image he's projecting to the world around him because it's all about image. It's about flash. God. It's about the identity that you create because why? He comes from that same world. His parents are the same thing. You know, yeah. You create this facade, you know, big houses, big mansions, you know, don't, you know, the plastic on the furniture so you can't sit on it. I mean, it's that kind of crap. And so when you're exposed only to that, this is what happens.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all people that grow up that way have this, but this is what happens in this instance.
Can you still buy the plastic for the furniture? Does that still
a thing? Yeah, you can actually. I saw it on Amazon.
I didn't know that was still a thing. People would actually do.
Some of the worst experiences from childhood during the summer, getting up from those couches at grandma's house. Like you left half your leg on the couch. Oh! It was excruciating.
I can just feel it when I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
You know, and the last comment, and who said that comment that you posted up there?
Which one? Was it Brianna?
Yeah. You know, so I love doing these thought experiments on things like this to try to understand the mind, to try to see what nooks and crannies are filled out here on it. And when I'm thinking about him, so think about this. If he had known or had not known about the affair that his wife was having, would it really have changed the outcome?
No.
No. He's going to do it no matter what. So that's why his knowledge of it, I really don't think it mattered to him because, and why I say that, if he can be so callous to cut up her body and have zero effect from both that as well as during the interview when talking about her, that was done. If he was, who even knows if he had real emotion towards her regardless at any point? And so,
yeah,
I mean, I don't think, because think about this. If there was a real relationship there that he, from his point of view, I'm not saying that from the wife's point of view, we don't know that, but from, because she did say great things about him.
Yeah.
But from his point of view, even so, if he had then had knowledge of the cheating on him, he would be devastated that she cheated on him.
And maybe that's where this all came to a head, because a lot of these searches seem to be happening like on Christmas. When she was coming back late and suddenly, you know, a week later, she's dead. Even though this affair had been going on for months, it was fairly out there in the open. I think anybody that is paying attention to their life would have figured this out. Not just suddenly on Christmas, you're having this revelation. It when you're looking at it, hindsight, it seems like he maybe came to this revelation pretty quick. And then it was a very quick reaction of just destroy it, get rid of it, get rid of her. And it wasn't super thought out or it was premeditated, it looks like, to a certain extent, but not for very long. Not like this was like, oh, she's cheating for months on end. You know, it seems like he gets the information and within a week he has his sloppy solution, basically.
I don't think you would have gotten any better a solution. I mean, that's the max of his thinking capacity. I think you really saw him maxed out. That's how, because you think about the art fraud aspect of things. Again, it's an arc. Every scheme, he's a schemer. He doesn't do anything in life. He's complete. I mean, he reminds me so much of the Vallows. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
In this aspect of he's got zero ability to actually function in life and provide for himself. Mm-hmm. And so when people have that, you have that victim mentality, you have low EQ, you just go into the scheming mode and you think you can scheme people out of things. And when the scheme ran out of his wife, his candlestick, he's like, well, I'll just get rid of that one. I'm good enough. I'll get another one. No one will even notice she's gone.
And he follows the schemer script so well. When he was confronted about the disturbing searches found in his son's iPad, his response to investigators is, I don't use that iPad. That's really weird. That's really weird part is what gets me. I mean, that phrasing itself.
Gosh, how could that happen?
It sounds like I'm having an argument with like my teenage daughter or something. Like, that's really weird. Like, it's just such a surface level, like stupid response when you don't know what else to say and you're getting caught in something. And well, he's talking with the police about chopping up his wife. That's weird that this is on my son's iPad.
Wasn't it Siobhan who mentioned, you know, the kid with the crumbs around his face going, I didn't eat the cookie. cookies.
Yep.
Same thing.
Yeah. It's just so.
I hate laughing at these things, but these people are so ludicrous. They're literally, you know, watching TV, they create better characters than they morons create for themselves, because it is just, it's just, he is so obvious. Yeah. He is so over the top. And I know everyone keeps trying to wrap these complexities around these things, thinking they must be some sort of mastermind to get away with these things. No. He's a complete moron. He's just an idiot with low EQ. And he's a combination. So we've seen some of these people that have some moderate IQs with zero EQ. No, he's bottomed out on both. He's a complete idiot in all aspects of his life. I mean,
he has.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now. And don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.